In Liberia, President Charles Taylor resigned today in an effort to end the West African nation's four-year-old civil war. Taylor handed power to his vice president, Moses Blah, and is expected to leave the country soon. The rebels who are besieging the capital, Monrovia, have said, however, they won't accept Moses Blah as the interim president. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Monrovia. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Renee.
What was Taylor's message in his farewell speech at the ceremony today?
Taylor was essentially saying that he is the whipping boy, that he's the sacrificial lamb, and that he's giving up the presidency for the benefit of the Liberian people. He accused the international community of orchestrating the war that has been going on here in Liberia, said that America is behind the rebels who have been launching the most recent attack over the last 4 years. This rebel war has been going on against him. This is something certainly that American military officials deny. And he essentially said that he's stepping down so that peace can come to Liberia.
Well, how likely is it that will happen, that his resignation will end this conflict?
It was interesting because the head of the African Union, Mozambique's president, Joaquim Chissano, said, you know, this is it. It's over. This ends this war here. But in many ways, it really doesn't, because he's handing power over to Moses Blah. The city of Monrovia remains divided into one sector that's controlled by the government. And now, instead of that sector being controlled by Taylor, it's going to be controlled by Blah. And another sector that's controlled by the rebels. And further to the east, you've got another rebel group controlling a large swath of the country. So certainly this is a step in terms of getting to where Liberia can have peace. Charles Taylor is a very controversial figure. He was a warlord who initially launched a civil war back in 1989 to overthrow then-President Samuel Doe. And there's been fighting in this country almost ever since, for the last decade and a half. So certainly his stepping down and getting out of the picture is important, but there's a long way to go before peace really comes to Liberia.
Well, how are ordinary Liberians reacting to this? Are they cheering for the moment anyway?
Well, I must say that I just stepped out of the presidential mansion, and there are no people allowed near here. But people have been expecting this for quite some time. They've been expecting that he's going to step down. He keeps saying that he's going to step down, but many people didn't believe he actually would. They'd seen Charles Taylor operating in Liberia for quite some time, always sort of managing to find his way out of a corner. And many people felt that even now, he was going to try to cling to power. So it really is quite an amazing day that he is stepping down and leaving voluntarily.
And are the West African peacekeepers who landed last week in Monrovia now in a position to take control of the city?
They only landed last week, and a lot of peacekeeping missions take, you know, many weeks to get their feet on the ground, establish bases. These peacekeepers moved very quickly into the heart of the city to try to establish their presence, but it's really only a few hundred that are here in Monrovia at the moment, and you don't see them out and about that much. So they're in a fairly difficult position. They don't have as many men as the rebels have or as the government forces have. So they really aren't in a position to secure Monrovia, to take over control, and to make sure that humanitarian aid, food, is able to flow freely across this city.
So have conditions improved? Humanitarian aid been able to get through it all?
Humanitarian conditions have just continued to deteriorate over the last week. Food is still extremely scarce on the government side. On the rebel side, there is no medical care over there because the main hospitals are in the government-controlled side. So the humanitarian situation really hasn't improved at all, and this standoff at the moment is continuing. And until it's changed, the humanitarian situation is going to be dire.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Monrovia.